Hello, welcome back. I'm your host, Alicia, and this week I thought I would talk a bit about navigating your life after graduation. I have a sister that just graduated, and I know when I was in that position, especially through the lens of being in a creative field, where, let's face it, good and well-paying jobs are definitely hard to come by. Since it's somehow been 4 years since I graduated university, which makes me feel extremely old, but also 3 years were basically lost to the pandemic, so I don't count those. But today, I'm going to be talking about three things that helped me navigate my way through the uncertain times that is the year after graduating. In this episode, I'm going to be covering 3 points. The first one is 3 sites you can start to use to apply for positions in your field, and with that, how to optimize your LinkedIn profile. The second point I'll be covering is why you shouldn't be afraid to join startups versus larger companies in your first role. And the third one is the Instagram or TikTok portfolio route. So starting off with point number one, the most obvious platform people would start their job searches on is definitely LinkedIn. So we'll begin with our little journey here. Make sure your LinkedIn page is fully optimized for being viewed by potential jobs and people who are hiring. The first thing you want to do is make sure you have a good, warm, and inviting photo of yourself on your profile. I know this one is horribly hard sometimes because taking photos is not everyone's forte, but I wouldn't worry too much about being super professional, for example, like wearing a suit in your photo. I would just focus more on having a picture of yourself that looks approachable. You can literally take this on your iPhone, smile, and that's it. Keeping with the photo theme, I think the LinkedIn background image is very underutilized and, in my opinion, is a great way to show a bit more of your personality and even your art. Mine right now is a gradient I made with a couple of colors I'm loving at the moment, and the style of it also reflects my personal design style, which I think makes sense when you read through my profile. Now onto your LinkedIn headline. You want to have something catchy and relevant to your field. This is the first thing that recruiters get to see when they screen you through the search results. I recommend using ChatGPT to help you write this and anything else I'm going to mention in this episode. You can feed ChatGPT some info about your field and what you do, and it will pop something out for you that you can edit quickly if needed. A good example of this could be something like senior designer powering solutions that enable thousands in revenue. You basically just want a quick little sentence that explains what you do and what you're good at. Now, I'm not going to get into the rest of your LinkedIn profile because that would be a whole other episode in itself. If you guys really want that, I totally can make one for you. Just let me know and DM me on Instagram at everythingworksoutpod. But quickly before we jump into the next point, I wanted to give a couple of sites I have personally found to be really helpful with job hunting. And those sites are 1, the I Love Creatives job board, 2, WellFound, which used to be called AngelList if you've heard of them, and 3, ZipRecruiter. Obviously, LinkedIn is one of these, but these are 3 other options if you don't have a LinkedIn account or you just want to get off of there. I will link these in the show notes so you guys can have a look through them. But I think they are really great options for a lot of different fields. All right, on to the second point I wanted to talk about, which was why you shouldn't be afraid to join startups versus larger companies, especially in your first role. I know big companies are definitely aspirational for a lot of people, and we kind of all grow up wanting to work for these giants like Disney, Shopify, and things like that. But I personally started my career in a small startup based in Hong Kong, where I worked remotely even before the pandemic was a thing. And I definitely got to learn so much by being there. Being in a startup, you are often asked to wear many hats and get outside of your comfort zone, which may feel scary at first, but you end up learning so many valuable skills that you can then transfer to other job opportunities. You can also build your portfolio of pieces and skills much faster than if you were starting at the bottom in a larger company, where you are normally given tasks and can't really stray away from what you are assigned. I have worked in both sides now, and I actually prefer the startup world, as I'm someone who likes to always learn more and learn new skills, and also work with a team who values what I think and actually wants people to come up with new and fresh takes on processes and designs within the company. In a startup, there is also a lot of opportunity to be a part of amazing growth in companies and basically see an organization grow from the bottom up. And you learn so much seeing all the hard work that comes with building a business. If I go back to the company I worked for after graduation that I mentioned before, I was able to basically be a part of a rebrand, take UGC pictures in my own backyard, to them having their products be sold in Sephora and Ulta. And that whole process was just really cool to watch. Now onto the last point. I wanted to keep this for last because it is something that I'm really passionate about and think really works. And that is the Instagram or TikTok portfolio route. When I graduated, and actually even before I graduated, in my fourth year in uni, I was constantly posting my designs on an Instagram page I made for my art. At that time, this was a big thing. A lot of my classmates were doing this as well. So I decided to join in on the fun. This Instagram account allowed me to post things that I love, practice my design, and then it actually ended up in a bunch of commissions in the end. This helped me grow my portfolio before I even had a job lined up after school. I also literally got my first job by creating fan art for the company and then them seeing it and commissioning me to create a few pieces for their site, which then ultimately led me to applying for a position that I ended up getting. And I think if I didn't have my Instagram account at that time, the company would probably have never seen my designs or even stopped to look at my resume in a pile of others. That's why I always tell people to not be afraid to make some fan art, tag companies that you love and that you would want to work with, because you never know if they might stumble across it. I am also just a big advocate in general of posting what you love and are passionate about, because you never know who might see it or whose desk your post can land on. And now, even more than ever in the age of TikTok and even YouTube, there are so many ways your art or work can be discovered. So keep posting, even if nobody sees it and you get like 2 likes on a picture. When I got my first job I just mentioned, I think I had about 800 followers that I had gained over the year. So it's not just about how many followers you have or how many people are seeing your post. Because even if there's just 10 people seeing your post, the one person out of the 10 might just be the person who can reach out and change your whole trajectory. I kind of want to end here because I like that we are leaving it on a positive and uplifting note. And again, if you're new here, I try to keep this space positive and usually call this show a positive podcast, because there is definitely a lot of things that can get you down in the world. So I think we can keep things fun and lighthearted over here. I hope you guys found some of these tips helpful. And if you have any specific questions, you can always DM me on Instagram or comment. I'm always answering you guys back on there. So yeah, feel free to chat with me on Instagram. It's linked in the show notes. Until next Sunday, good luck and happy graduation to the new grads. It's only up from here.